Hello, humans, and welcome back to another episode of Sparks the Conversation. Hope you're having a good day, good life, wherever you are in this world. And welcome back to podcast land, where it could be whatever time you want it to be. You were listening to it in 2018, you can be listening to it to 2028. But nonetheless, let's get stuck into the topic of today's podcast. So the topic of today's podcast comes from yesterday having ran my first ultra marathon. An ultra marathon is defined by something that is over 42 kilometers long. So I ended up doing 50, ultimately did it for no real reason other than my best mate's birthday. We'd planned for a marathon, got to the marathon, looked at each other and thought, why not? So we went there. So we went to that place, and it's led me to reflect on how over the past kind of 10 years in the fitness industry, I've learned how to push myself, push my clients, and somewhat inspire people. I don't want to say I inspire people, but I kind of just hope that I just show that average people like myself can just kind of go out and do things. Do you know what I mean? You don't need a rhyme or reason. You don't need a tangible kind of focus as to why. Just sometimes you just need to do. And these are my main reflections from the past 10 years. Because ultimately, I think like the world has gone slightly fucked in a sense that we're not allowed to tell people to work harder anymore. Or we're all given very softy approaches to handling things that we want to do. Oh, you don't feel like it today. Have a day off. Oh, you don't feel like it today. Have a chocolate bar. Have a glass of wine. And I think self-care personally has gone a little bit too far the way of let's just fucking get ourselves in an endless pit of self-pity that sometimes we just can't get out of because we just legitimize poor habits. And that's just my own personal view. You can switch off here if you don't agree with me. That's absolutely fine. We live in a democratic society. We can do what we want. We can't do what we want, but we can say what we want within reason, unless you're a complete knobhead. And we can all get along regardless, okay? But here are my biggest take homes on what to do when it gets tough, okay? So in terms of pushing yourself, like, obviously it all relates to mindset. And the first point is that you are always in control, okay? You are always in control, whether this is fat loss, whether this is running a long distance, whether this is just getting started. Although at certain points in your life, you might feel like nothing is in your control. At the end of the day, you are in control. You make the decisions. You decide what you eat. You decide what you drink. You decide what you do. You decide whether you get off the sofa. You're in control. The problems arise when people don't push themselves because they feel like that it's out of their control. Oh, it's nothing to do with me. It wasn't my fault. It's not my fault that I've put on weight. It's not my fault that I haven't been to the gym. Sorry. But yes, it is. Okay. And I'm not saying it's not your fault because it's been busy, but being busy is not an excuse. You have control over your time. You're able to kind of decide when to go to the gym. You'll decide whether you can walk out your door and run left or right. The barrier to entry is very low. We're not even asking you to kind of go to the gym all the time. We're asking you to go out and do a walk. You're in control. And ultimately, that is the key for you to be able to push yourself the most. The second one is that to be able to push yourself, you have to delay gratification. There's going to be a lot of short-term struggle for that long-term gain. And this is the beauty of pushing yourself, okay? Because not many people can endure that process where you feel like you're not actually getting better. The process where you're putting in hours, weeks, days, months of eating well, training hard, running distances, pushing your distances for that goal in mind or that date in mind where you want to set a PB or you just want to do something cool without actually seeing the progress, without seeing the improvements that you think you might get. And likewise, for some people, it's even harder. You might have poor genetics for growing muscle. You might have poor genetics for endurance stuff, personally like myself. And the progress is slow. But you've got to delay that gratification. And honestly, there's nothing more rewarding and there's nothing more of a personality trait that I appreciate or kind of put on a pedestal than someone who can delay gratification. To me, that shows loyalty. To me, that shows dedication. That shows motivation. That shows discipline. And it relates to all of those qualities because you can delay what you want for the work that you have to put in. And that's so important. Point number three is your actions are your values. And this is something that's massive, okay? When it comes to pushing yourself, so many people superficially say they want to do things. Like, I want to lose weight. Okay, what are you willing to do for it? Are you willing to change your lifestyle? Are you willing to change your eating habits? Are you willing to go to the gym in the morning when you've got a spare hour? Ah, suddenly I'm very tired or suddenly I'm too tired for that. Okay, let's reverse engineer it. Do your actions actually mirror your values? Because realistically, they are. You even need to change your values, so what you actually think is important to you, so that then your actions follow, or you change your actions to then change your values. They're intrinsically linked, and it's so important. You want to be a runner, but you don't want to get up and go for a run. Okay, you just think that you value like going, being able to run. You just like the image of being able to run, but you don't actually have a emotional tie into it. And it's very important, okay, that we understand what we actually want. And it's also absolutely okay if you don't want the same things as your friends. Like, I was guilty of this, you know. Like, when I was in the bodybuilding industry, I probably still am a little bit. I'm in the physique transformation industry more now. But what you found is, like, you kind of think that you want to do a certain thing. For example, compete. When really, you don't really know that you want to. So you just do it. And you're just living through someone else's values or what the kind of demographic that you're in's values. Your actions can still align with it, but you'll find like a discrepancy. I'm not enjoying this. It's not something for me. And you'll notice that and you'll be able to reflect on it so that you know that those actions weren't actually going into your values. They were going into someone else's values. So to be able to get more from your training and push yourself further, you want to make sure that your actions align with your values. Reverse engineer it from that, or engineer it forward from your actions. Next is something that kind of goes against things a little bit, is just set unrealistic goals and then work back from them. So many times since, like, well, even with my bodybuilding stuff, like, and it's probably come back to bite me in the ass because I didn't plan it properly, but it was just like, oh, there's a show in 12 weeks, let's go for it. For example, this weekend, oh, it's your birthday, what's on your list of things you want to do? I want to run a marathon. Okay, we'll run an ultra. Sometimes you just got to throw yourself into it. And what you do then is you just survive, you float. And sometimes floating is the best thing you can do. Because now if I ever want to do one again, I've got so much experience, I've got so much data that I can learn from. And what you do from a mindset perspective, is what you do by kind of setting unrealistic goals is you really do put yourself in the firing lane for failure, which is quite important. And this is not going to work for everyone. This is not going to work for someone who's kind of potentially not good at handling failure. Personally, I think everyone should be able to handle failure, even though we're all pretty terrible at it. If you set unrealistic goals, you open yourself up, you make yourself vulnerable, which puts a lot of people on the back foot. And sometimes that can send you one of two ways. It can send you into action, or it can send you into kind of paralysis by analysis. And what we want to try and do by setting these unrealistic goals is push you into action. And then you'll really find some discipline and some motivation because you've got that unrealistic expectation of yourself that you need to uphold. Next is know what level you want to operate at. So many times I see people like, and this is hard in the social media age, is they are comparing themselves to others. You want to look like a bodybuilder, but you don't want to operate at that level. Like, you don't want what a bodybuilder is. Like, trust me, you don't want it. You don't want to be doing 15,000 steps a day and eating 1,500 calories. Like, you don't want that. You just want the end product. So please just associate, like, what level you want to operate at. Like, do you want to be 10 out of 10 dedicated, disciplined, sacrifice on relationships and potentially eating out for the rest of, for like 6 months if you're doing a bodybuilding prep? Probably not. Okay, so you're not at a bodybuilder level. That's fine. Do you know what I mean? As long as you know your level, you're able to push yourself within the level that's appropriate to you. And what that does then is it allows you to adhere to it longer term. The discrepancies arise when you are pushing yourself at a barrier that you think, well, a level that you think is higher than what you're currently at. For example, you want to be a bodybuilder, but you haven't got any of the qualities to be able to be a bodybuilder just yet based on your current situation, your life, and the habits that you've built. And what this does is it allows you, well, what this does is actually it unrails you, but if you can operate at your level, you'll find that you can push yourself harder than you ever have before. For example, with my running, I appreciate that I'm probably not going to be the fastest runner ever. I'm 100 kilograms. I've been running for a year and a half. Like, I'm not going to be rapid. I can put as much effort into it as I want and I will improve at my own level. But I cannot be comparing myself to these 60 kilogram guys who've been running since they were 15. Even though I do, and I want to aspire to that, I can't operate at that level because I just can't. I need more recovery. My shoes wear out faster. My joints are absolutely fucked because I'm heavier. That's just the cards I've dealt myself by training for so long. Although they probably don't look at me and think, Jesus, he's got a bit of muscle. I wish I had that. I'm quite happy with the sacrifices I've made to operate at this level. Next point is, it isn't all fun and games if you want to push yourself. Like, what comes to mind was Sunday when we decided to go to that ultra. For that ultra, that last 8K was probably the hardest thing I've ever done, give or take my bodybuilding prep. I'm gonna sneeze. And it's not always gonna be fun and games. And this is where like discipline comes in massively. Like some days you're going to just have to do things that you don't want to do. And that's absolutely fine. And often they're the things that link back into that delayed gratification where you just got to do it. Just stop being a snowflake and get on with it. Sometimes in this life, you will have to do things you don't want to do. Whether that's walk your dog in the rain, whether that's put your bins up, whether that's wake up earlier for a boss. Do you know what I mean? You're going to have to do things that ain't fun. So do that with your fitness. You would wake up an hour earlier for your boss if they asked you to come in, but you wouldn't wake up an hour earlier for yourself to go to the gym. Just think that through. Next one is learn how to manage all the moving parts so that you can push yourself. Okay. Pushing yourself physically, mentally, nutritionally, all comes from stability. You can't push yourself when you're not stable. So if your nutrition's all over the place, you're going to struggle to push yourself physically. If your training's all over the place, your nutrition's going to kind of try and hold that up. But really, are you getting a stimulus that you need to, and are you going to progress as much as you want to? Probably not. You've got to try and manage all the moving parts. And by managing all of them, you're probably going to potentially like lower your input and your output in the others. So for example, it's better to operate at 80% nutrition, recovery, training than it is to operate at 100% training, 50% nutrition and 20% recovery, because that will very quickly lead you to burnout. And I'm not one to say that most people burn out, but people's perception of burning out is the thing that disrespects, that's not the right word, that impacts adherence the most. So learn to manage many moving parts, start low in terms of percentages and then build that up. Next one is, and this links back to snowflake analogy, just detach your emotions from the process. Like, again, linking back to some of the longer runs I've done, like, at the end, like, you are a bit delusional and you don't want to be there. Like, every part of my body was telling me to stop. Every part. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't get emotional. And this doesn't mean don't have emotions. It means just don't get emotional in your progress. Just focus on what you need to do. Some days, like I said, you won't want to do it, but that's fine, but you'll feel good after it. Some days you will want to do it. That's absolutely fine. We can't let our emotions dictate our actions all of the time. Of course, there is exceptions if there is kind of a depression in there, if there is like clinical anxiety in there. But again, I pretty much guarantee that if you break the promises with yourself, it will get harder to do the thing, and then you just build up resilience to ever being able to do it. That's just my personal opinion. Next one is sometimes you just need to do the fucking thing. Like so many times, and this is kind of a Chris Williamson quote when we saw him live. So many times people just think about doing the thing. Oh yeah, like I could have played semi-pro football, but you didn't. I could have been a runner, but I just didn't. I choose to go to the pub and vape every night. I could have got a six pack, but I just chose not to. Okay, fine. But like, you didn't do it, did you? And this links again into like, just do the thing. Like, pick a distance and do it. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, do this within your level, but pick something just outside, just out of reach, and push yourself to it. You're never going to know how hard you push yourself until you actually push yourself. So many people go through their fitness careers not actually pushing themselves, whether that's not actually getting to the leanest position they can be in, whether that's not running the distance that they've never tried, whether that's not doing the X, Y, Z, powerlifting competition, trying to do pull-ups because they think people might take the piss out of them if they fail. Just push yourself. Go for it. What have you got to lose? You fail? Cool. Go again. You fail? Train. Go again. You'll get there eventually. You learn a lot from failure and you learn a lot from succeeding, even if succeeding involves a lot of pain, even if succeeding involves a lot of hurt, a lot of struggle, and potentially you not actually enjoying the process at the end, you will still learn from it. So here's my 2 cents, well, there's my 10 cents probably on pushing yourself. Have a great month. This is a month where you can really change your lives. Keep up the good work. If you need me, just message me on social media and I can cover any topics you would like. But other than that, have a great day, great life for everyone in this world.